104.3 FM University Radio Network presents The Good Morning Wake-Up Show, a radio show for the English-speaking community in Puerto Vallarta and Banderas Bay, with your host, Michael Nolan. Welcome.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the very final, the last Good Morning Wake-Up Show. Yes, you heard me right. This is Michael Nolan, your host for the last 4.5 years of the Good Morning Wake-Up Show here on University of Guadalajara Radio, Cucosta, in beautiful, beautiful Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Due to a lot of different circumstances, today is going to be the very last Good Morning Wake-Up Show with me as your host. And I guess if I go, it goes. But we got a couple interviews. I had three. First of all, I got to start off by apologizing to Dr. Mimi Priestley, who has been on the show many, many times. She's the very, very unique lady here in the Bay of Banderas that helps so many people, especially children with epilepsy, cancer, seniors with Parkinson's, menopause, this, that, and the other. She's a very, very sweet lady, and I did about a 15-minute interview with her on Tuesday or Wednesday, and somehow through the magic of electronics, it got deleted. So my biggest apology to Mimi. We searched and searched and searched for it after it was downloaded, edited, and then it got lost somewhere in the internet. So it's floating around somewhere. I don't know where, but Mimi, I apologize. I've had her on the show many, many times. She's one of the sweetest ladies I've ever met and has helped so many people here in the Bay of Banderas over the years that have serious medical problems. She's a very large advocate of medical marijuana, the TBC oils, and she really, really helps out a lot of people. So anyway, I apologize, but I do have two other interviews, and we're going to be playing those here in a little bit. I've got a lot of people to thank. Over the last 4.5 years, I've had over 175 radio shows, and I've always had at least 2 or 3 interviews during all of those interviews. I mean, all of those radio shows. So there's literally hundreds and hundreds of people to thank, and I'm going to try and do that a little bit today. This all started a long time ago, about 4.5, well, over that. The president or the rector of the university, Dr. Marco Antonio Cortez Gradado, and I have been friends for a long, long time. When I moved here from the United States over 5 years ago, we talked a little bit one day, and I was asking him all kinds of questions about how to do this and how to do that, and he said, well, you know what? He said, you don't really know, and there's a lot of gringos, a lot of expats down here, and they don't know a lot of this stuff. We have a radio station. Why don't you do a lot of investigating, and we'll give you a radio show, and you can speak in English. As you know, there's a lot of different shows here. Some come from Guadalajara, the main radio station in the main campus, and then we have a great, great radio station here in Cucosta. And anyway, long story short, Marco thought it'd be a great idea for me to do a lot of investigation, which I did, and then we started this very first English-speaking show. As far as I know, I think there was one prior to this years ago, but anyway, through University of Guadalajara Radio, and we tried to educate all the English speakers here in the Bay of Banderas about what was going on here at the Cucosta campus. We've had many, many, many hundreds of events over the last 4.5 years, and there'll be many, many more in the future. The only trouble is I won't be here to let you know about them. But anyway, we started this radio station 17, 18 years ago. Might be 20, Jonathan. I don't know how many. 20 years of radio station? 18? About 18 years ago. And it's been going very, very strong. There's been quite a few different radio managers. The current one is Susanna Kalina. I'd like to say thank you very much to her for continuing this Good Morning Wake Up show after her tender. Matter of fact, she helped us expand it from a 1 hour show to 2 hours, which we did for quite a long time. And then just, this last semester, Guadalajara made some changes and we had to cut it back to another hour. So that's all I have to talk about today is the, 1 hour time. But when I first started, Marco sent me over here and I met with the radio station manager, Marina De Los Santos, Brenda Montier, who is and was doing the news every morning with Marina, Sergio Rojas. He was the man that kind of did all the production and engineering, and Chepe Gomez, who has been here. Chepe, God love him. He's my best buddy in the world. He's been here ever since the radio station started. He's the longest tenured employee, and if it wasn't for him, I would have never, ever, ever got on the air. So thank you to him. But anyway, we had a little meeting. We tried to set out some ideas, what we wanted the show to be. And next thing I know, it was my first day on the air. It was August 22nd. I guess it was 2015, something like that. And I was scared to death. I didn't know what I was going to do or what I was going to say. But Dr. Cortez said, Michael, I'll tell you what. I'll come be your very first guest and explain what's going on and what my ideas and thoughts were. And so he was my very first interview. And over the years, I have done, like I say, hundreds and hundreds of interviews. But those are just some of the people I want to say thank you to here at the radio station. There was, like I said, Marina De Los Santos and Susanna Kalina, the two managers, Brenda Montier, Sergio, Chepe, Hector Ponce. Hector has, he was one of my, I guess, producers and engineers on Saturday morning for about a year and a half. And he has gone on to one of the other bigger radio stations here in Puerto Vallarta. So congratulations to him. Of course, Lucy, Denise. There's a whole family up here at the radio station I have to thank. And I appreciate very much to all of them. And, of course, Jonathan. He's been with me about, what, a year and a half, Jonathan? 2 years? Yeah, a year and a half. And he comes in here every Saturday morning and turns on the lights and the electronics. So thank you very much. None of this could be done without him. Of course, I mentioned Dr. Cortez. There's been many, many other people here at the University of Guadalajara that has helped me. Lupita Basoto. Lupita was over, outreach and community, education, I guess, over the SWAM program for several years, and she was on my show all the time. Hector over at the Peter Gray Museum has been on my show quite a few times talking about all of that. Then, of course, we have Paula and Francisco, who is over the psychological department here and also coordination of community services. I've also had Dr. Marcela Villaseñor. I've had so many doctors. Of course, the new head, well, not new anymore, 3 years, Luis Del Santos, who's the coordinator and executive chef over the Gourmet School. Myra, who was Dr. Cortez's right hand for many years. Of course, Paula Cortez, Rafael Quintino, it just goes on and on and on. Judith, Francisco Gomez Chavez. There's been many, many doctors, many, many staff members here at the university. We're over one position or the other. Roger over in Multimedia Group, he was so helpful, helping me get business cards and things I could give to people, banners. He helped us make the very first poster for the Good Morning Wake Up Show, which I really, really appreciate. It helped me advertise when I first started. A lot of people didn't know we were going to have a show, and I put posters up all over town, and it was very, very successful. And I'll tell you what, Roberto Castillo, he was one of the head of academics. He came on several times talking about different things. Carlos Cambria, just goes on and on. Velma, she's kind of over the Department of International Studies, and some of the people of her office were very helpful to me translating different things. There's just been many, many, many people here at the university that helped me and came on and did a lot of different interviews. Of course, there are other people that have radio shows, like Rebecca Sanchez Santiago. She came on the show several times. Nacho, that owns La Leche Restaurant, he came on. We talked about different things. But anyway, there's been just regularly hundreds of people that have been on this show, and I want to say thank you. I'm trying to name each and every one of them. I've got literally about 2,000 business cards that I've been given over the years, and I'm trying to read some of those today, trying to thank people. One place that I got a lot of information for, and it really, really helped a lot of the Americans down here, is the United States Consular Office, and it starts at the very top here in Puerto Vallarta, Kelly Traynor. I just don't know. Excuse me, I'm getting a little choked up. Kelly did so much for so many people down here in the Bay of Banderas. Special hats off to her for all the things she's done and all the help she's been and all the information she's given out. Of course, through Kelly, she's just like everybody else. She has a couple of bosses, and several years ago she introduced me to Tanya Anderson, who was the Consulate General for the embassy, or not the embassy, but the consulate in Guadalajara. Tanya came down here several times and was kind enough to be on my radio show. And then her replacement, Robin Masterman, she's came on several times. Rosa Barreca, Richard Myers, Rafael Schofer, Lee Gadinsky, Jose Luis Chavez. These are all people from the United States government. Matthew Hurley, the second in charge. Elizabeth, just so many people from the United States government came on and gave out a lot of information, and we're very, very happy and thankful to that. Also, we had a lot of people from the Mexican government. We had the driver's license people. We had the visa office. I know Duche over at the visa office came on quite a few times and was very, very helpful. We had the governor or the mayor. We had the head of the airport, and so many dignitaries here in the Bay of Banderas. It was just unbelievable. So thank you to all the people from the United States Consulate and the United States government that came on. We talked about Social Security. We talked about how to retire. We talked about security, how to make yourself safe, how to travel, about passports, about visas, on and on and on. And it was just amazing, the information they gave me, and I appreciated it very, very much. We had a SWAN program here. We still do. It's a senior citizens education program, and that has gone really, really well. Dr. Cortez started that quite a few years ago. It's free education for anybody that is over 60 years of age, and I had a lot of the SWAN students, people on here, the Mexican seniors that were learning English and all other types of things, and also a lot of the Americans that were here learning Spanish. So I got to say a special thank you to all the SWAM students that came on. They were very, very helpful, and I appreciate that very much. And like I said, it was just, the list goes on and on. We're going to take a break right now. Jonathan's pointing to me saying we not take a break. We're going to do some more thank yous here after this. We got two interviews today, so we'll be back with more of the Good Morning Wake Up Show here in just a couple minutes.
The Good Morning Wake Up Show will be back in a few minutes. Let's have a little talk at the Good Morning Wake Up Show.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Good Morning Wake Up Show with your host, Michael Nolan, here on University of Guadalajara Radio 104.3 FM. As I mentioned earlier in the show, this is the final Good Morning Wake Up Show. I'm going on to bigger and better things, I hope. And as I mentioned, there were a couple of people that have always been very, very special to the program, have always been very willing to give their time, talk about different things that are going on, but more importantly, the things they do, the actions they make, the what they do for the in the community of Bay of Banderas, the impact they're making is just incredible. And one of my good friends is Dennis Reich. I first met Dennis when he was a commander of the American Legion, Post 14. And since then, he's gone on to different things. He's the coordinator, or kind of runs the Jay Sadler Foundation project. And Dennis, I just couldn't have a final show without you on it. So thank you very much for taking your time. I gave you a little intro, but why don't you go ahead and talk a little bit about the Jay Sadler Project and everything that you've done in the past. Not everything, because we'd be here all day if you did everything. But some of the things you've done in the past, some of the projects you're working on, and then you can have some minutes to talk about whatever you want to do. So thank you, Dennis, for everything you've done for the Bay of Banderas area. Thank you once again for your time.
Okay, Michael, thank you very much for this last interview. I feel very honored to be on your show this Saturday, and that a couple of things I'd like to talk about. First of all, the Jay Sadler Project goes anywhere from Punta Perillo all the way up to Los DeMarcos, and we go out to Punta de Mita also. Matter of fact, we'll be at Punta de Mita in December at their high school at the request of the foundation Punta de Mita. Things that we do is we go into various buildings mainly, or playgrounds, and we renovate them. We've had occasions where we've built playgrounds and communities that have had no playgrounds. We go into different areas where they've had playgrounds that have been run down, and we restore them, we paint them, and we make them 100% again. We've done a lot of work with DEEF through the community centers that they run for the senior citizens. We'll go in there and we will paint them. We'll get the electrical wiring squared away. We'll put lights and fans. And there's nothing more gratifying than to see a group of 20 or 30 seniors having a fiesta celebrating the renovation of their new building. Right now, the latest project I'm working on is with the Christ Church by the Sea, and that they've adopted a school in San Vicente, and the school is full of migrants. Right now it's grown to almost 200 students, and these are students that cannot go to the public schools. They don't have any room for them, and so they have to go here. I was just out there today, and that we delivered some books, and I took some pictures of these kids, and that the kids are kids. I saw four kids studying at a table. As soon as they saw me with my camera, they started acting up and making funny figures with their fingers and everything, you know, but before that, they were actually studying. And then we got another picture of some girls studying, again, with the books that we provided. Christ Church by the Sea has provided over 100 books, and we expect to provide 150 more. And what they do is the school will send us or download the books to us, and we'll go to a local printer, get them made up, and we supply them. We also provide food out there, and that today we brought a big load of food out there for them, and every week we're providing their food. And we've done such a great job on providing all this food that now they don't have to buy anymore, and the few pesos they collect from the students for it, they're able to hire a chef. Now they got this young kid, 22 years old, that out there cooks for them, and that has really been successful.
Well, a big shout out and thank you to all the members of the Christ Church by the Sea and the mission that they have taken on to help these young kids that wouldn't have very much help any other way. So thank you very much to them.
Correct. Now, what we're doing, the next step is we want to meet with the officials from Topeak so that we can maybe get more involved in helping these children. I mean, these are people in need. Most of these kids live in a shanty with no cement floor. It's a dirt floor. They have tarps on the side instead of bricks. Not all of them, but most of them, and that's the way they live. But, you know, the amazing thing is I had some guests out there today that came from the Chicago area, and they says, you know what, all these kids have smiles. They're all so happy, you know, that they've known no other life, and the life that they have there is their life. And that's so important to realize. You know, they're not despondent or anything because they've never had. So that's one of the other projects. And also, we've taken on a new project right behind Home Depot. I think the park is called Las Palmas, And a friend of mine who's from Arkansas down here, who's bilingual, has asked me to come in and help him. And so we put our crew, I have three volunteers that help me every day, and they're out there today. Well, no, they were out there Thursday and Friday, and they're cleaning up the park. On Monday, they're going to CAM 12 in PV. That's a school for the disadvantaged. It's in the Las Gaviotas Colonia, and we've been out there for weeks working, and now we're doing the finishing touches. We're doing a little bit of touch-up on the painting, got a little cement work, but that'll be a completed project. And again, the kids out there and the parents are so thankful for the work that we did in CAM 12. Thursday night, we did a CAM out in Bucerias. That was CAM 12. The CAM in PV is this CAM PV. And CAM is the letters for Schools for the Disabled. And that some bandits broke in and stole some of their stuff. Now they had a fundraiser at the park in Bucerias Thursday night to buy the computers and other things that they need. And the St. Regis Hotel in Punta de Mita is behind this project 100%.
And well, so, big shout out to James Hughes, who's a friend of ours. It's the general manager of St. Regis. So, James, thank you for getting behind that project. St. Regis is such a great place, and they really, really help out, as well as the whole Marriott Corporation in many, many ways.
Also in Bucerias, we're starting a project at the high school. They have a lot of electrical needs, and I have two electricians that help me full-time. And that sometimes I get a little nervous when I get their bill, but anyway, I pay it, and I manage to get through it. But anyway, out there at the high school, they need some fans repaired, some electrical work done, need some new fans, and that they need a lot of masonry work on the building. And we'll probably get all that done, and then we'll ask the St. Regis group if they'll come in and do the painting. And that'll be right after the first of the year.
You guys have done hundreds of projects over the last 6 or 7 years, and of course this is all funded by different organizations, and of course Mr. Jay Sadler himself. Want to say a great thank you to him for everything he's done in the Bay of Banderas area, and of course to you, Dennis, for all the hours and commitment that you and all your volunteers make. If someone is a snowbird new down here, they want to chip in, say they are an electrician or a carpenter or whatever, they want to get involved, how can they contact you to do that?
The easiest way is to go to my email address, which is my name, Dennis, D-E-N-N-I-S, the number 2, Reich, R-I-K-E, at hotmail.com. I'll repeat that. Dennis, D-E-N-N-I-S, the number 2, Reich, R-I-K-E, at hotmail.com. But, Michael, I'd like to go back for the funding.
Sure.
We just received a 54,000 peso grant from Eagle Wings Foundation. And we managed, now we're in the position where every year we usually get one. We also got a large sum of money from the Altruism Festival that they have at the Marriott in May of every year. Plus, we have our big chili cook-off coming up February 22nd. And that's our biggest source of funds. But if anybody would like to give to us for the projects we do, probably the most simplest way is to go to Casa Jojo, C-A-S-A Jojo. And that go on their link, and that you can click on our logo, and you can make a tax. You can make a donation, and if you live in the U.S., you can get a tax deductible receipt immediately. They're very good about that.
Well, you mentioned the chili cook-off. We want to warn everybody that's coming up the week of February 22nd. It's at a brand new location this year to fit the venue because it's grown so much over the last several years. This year, it's right across the street from the La Isla Mall or Caddy Corner at the
Park Poquet.
It's right by the container restaurants and on the corner there, isn't it?
Right. It's where they had the tennis tournament this year.
Okay.
Where they had the big tennis tournament across from Friendly's Hotel. So anyway, it's right on the main drag there.
And there's going to be plenty of parking. There's going to be, I think you can get tickets early this year, can't you? Advance purchase?
Well, you've been able to get them in let's see, November, we had pretty good sales in November. I think we're going to have another sale in December. Won't be as great a discount, but if you just go on the Google and put PV Chili Cook-Off, you'll get the link on how to get in there to buy the discounted tickets in December.
Okay. Well, I highly urge everybody that would like to be involved to help the needy, the children of this area, the sick and homeless. So many different organizations that Dennis and his group work with and help. If you want to get involved, please contact Dennis. And Dennis, once again, I just want to say thank you very, very much for all your dedication, all the things you've done in the Jay Sadler Project has over the years here, and I'm sure in the future. I apologize I won't be here to broadcast anymore the great things you do, but I'm sure you'll find other outlets. Thank you to the Church of the Sea. Thank you for the St. Regis. The airport, I know they donate stuff from time to time, and the Hyatt Group, Marriott Corporation. I'm just going to be quiet for a couple minutes and let you close it out if you don't mind, Dennis, but I just want to thank you for your time, your energy, and everything that you and the Jay Sadler Project do for the area.
Well, in closing out, I'd just like to thank Michael for his contribution to the Puerto Vallarta community over the last 4 years. He's gone out and seeked various organizations and have given them the exposure in the community, and has brought various organizations together. It's like people doing similar work throughout the community that we never knew, and is able to introduce us to each other so we could work together. And Michael has been a valuable asset to Puerto Vallarta. We're going to miss him. And it's a shame to see you go, Michael, but I understand that there are other things in mind in Lake Chapala area. So God bless and good luck.
Well, thank you very much, Dennis. Once again, this is one of the greatest organizations that I know of down here. They've helped so many hundreds and hundreds of people and children all through the Bay of Banderas area, and I want to say thank you very much, Dennis, and Jay Sadler Foundation, and all the different organizations that are involved with you, all that help. So, and again, personally, Dennis, we've become good friends. I'm really honored to know you. You've done so much for this area and personal friendship. I just couldn't do my final show without having you on it. So thank you for the kind words, but more importantly, thank you for your time and all the effort and everything you do for the kids and everybody else here in the Bay of Banderas. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more of the Good Morning Wake-Up Show here in just a couple minutes. We'll be right back.
You are listening to the Good Morning Wake-Up Show.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man. Behind blue eyes, no one knows what it's like to be hated, to be faded, to telling only lies. But my dreams, they aren't as empty as my conscience seems to be. My love is vengeance that's never free. No one knows what it's like to feel these feelings like I do, and I blame you. No one bites back as hard on their anger. None of my pain and woe can show through. But my dreams, they aren't as empty as my conscience seems to be. My love is vengeance that's never free. Mm-hmm.
before I use it, lose my cool. When I smile, tell me some bad news before I laugh and act like a fool. And if I swallow anything evil, put your finger down my throat. And if I shiver, please give me a blanket. The bad man, to be the sad man, behind blue eyes.
Well, welcome back to Good Morning Wake Up Show, the final Good Morning Wake Up Show as you've been listening in this morning. I got to tell you what, I've got a whole list of people I want to thank. Each and every week for the last 1.5 years, you've heard an intro to the show and a closing to the show. And it's a very sweet young lady, my sister-in-law, Agatha Nolan, Dr. Agatha Nolan. She is a PhD in pharmaceutical medicine, and she lives in Nashville. She was down visiting me and my lovely wife, Cecilia, right at the time we started the radio show. And so she came in and did some promo for me, and we've played it each and every week for the last 4.5 years. So thank you very much to Agatha. I mentioned earlier, my very first interview was with Dr. Marco Antonio Cortez Gradado, the president. And my second one, I think, was with some of the people here at the radio station and then some of the professors. And then I had two people, Agatha Nolan, my sister-in-law, and a very sweet lady, Eleanor Hawthorne. Eleanor had meant so much to me. I better not go there because I'll start crying here in a minute. Anyway, she's also a pharmacist from the lovely place down under, not Australia. We don't like those guys. She is from New Zealand, and she is a very, very sweet lady, is very, very much involved in the Rotary International. She also helps teach the English classes here at SWAM and a couple of the other schools here in town. She dedicates her life to helping others, and thank you very much to Eleanor. I want to mention just some people. I'm rattling off names. People have been on this show, people that I say thank you to. I'm going to miss a lot of people. I apologize. But I want to say thank you to each and every one of the people who have ever been on the show for interviews. Of course, I mentioned Dr. Marco Antonio Cortez Gradado. I also had the former president and general rector of the university that was here before Dr. Marco was Dr. Max Gregg. Maximilian Gregg is a orthopedic surgeon here in the Bay of Banderas, has a practice at one of the hospitals, I think in PDL and then also up in Bucyrus. But Dr. Gregg came on the show several times, and a special thank you to him. You know, I was really, really lucky because I could reach out to people and talk to a lot of individuals that I never ever thought I'd have an opportunity to meet or I ever thought would be on the radio show, but Dr. Gregg came on several times. Also, through Dr. Cortez, I met a gentleman named Carlos Garcia del Alba. He, at the time, was the ambassador from Mexico to Ireland. And then they designated him as the consulate general in the city of Los Angeles, California. He was there for many years. And he came on the show several times, brought 5 or 6 very important people down here for different events at the university. And I got to interview each and every one of them. Patricia Reagan, one of the very famous Mexican women movie and TV producers and directors, has been on my show, thanks to Carlos. And several other people. The former president of the University of California came on. And several others. So I want to say thank you very much to Dr. Carlos Garcia del Alba. He no longer is the consulate general in Los Angeles. He now has been appointed to be the ambassador from Mexico to Italy. So he's in Rome, and I want to say thank you very much to him. I actually will be seeing him this next week at the University of Guadalajara's 34th International Book Fair. It starts, I think, Monday and goes for about a week and a half. It's the largest book fair in all of Latin America. It's the second largest one in all the world. So anyway, I want to say thank you very much to them. I've had a couple on the show a couple of times, Felix and Rhonda Zarate. Felix is an attorney and real estate specialist here in town. And Rhonda, she sells real estate also, and she has Happiness Coach. She helps people enjoy their life and be more happy, and they're just a great, great couple. I want to say thank you very much to them. They actually hosted me at their home on the last showing of The Big Bang Theory. I didn't have a TV that could get it, and they did, and they invited us down to their beautiful apartment overlooking the ocean, and I got to watch the last Big Bang Theory show about a year ago now, and had a great, great time there. So thank you to Rhonda and Felix Zarate. Arthur Fulmington. Arthur's been on my show several times. He is very involved with the School of Volcantes through the Rotary International. So thank you very much to him. I want to say thank you to Saul Ernesto Gilbert. He is the director of the Airport International. He's been on my show a couple times talking about the great, great things that are going on at the airport. Of course, Dulce Sanchez, she is my go-between over at the INM, the International Visa Office for the Mexican government. I want to say thank you very much to her. I want to thank the people at Vallarta Pride. Every May, they come on and talk all about the great, great festival that they perform. Carlos Nitz has been on several times, as well as the rest of the committee members from the Vallarta Pride. So I want to say thank you very much to them. Ruta 383, some of the different people involved in that every year and the poetry contest that they have come on the show. So thank you very much to Ruta 383. A couple of years ago at the University of Guadalajara International Film Festival, I was very, very fortunate to have a film shown here called The Weekend Sailor. And it was a documentary about a very, very unique family, the Carlin family, who are all sailors. And we just happened to have it the exact same time we were having Mexorc, which is the biggest international sailing festival for boats, a regatta here in the Bay of Banderas. And Senor Enrique Carlin and his lovely wife Emma came and represented. They also brought the boat that was actually in. This family won the first round-the-world regatta. And if you don't know how important that is, it's now the Volvo Trophy. It's one of the most important racing regattas in the world. And this family won it. And they actually brought the boat, the Sayula 2, here from Acapulco to Puerto Vallarta for the Mexorc and for my interview and for the showing of The Weekend Sailor, an incredible movie. And that couldn't have ever taken place without the help of Pablo Fernandez Gonzalez. He is the he's a harbor master of the Marina Vallarta. I want to say thank you very much to him. And also Dick Markey, he's over the harbor in Nuevo Vallarta. He's been very, very helpful getting me interviews and talking to people. Very, very important. So anyway, Jonathan's telling me to take another break. I'm going to come back with some more thank yous. And then my very, very, very last interview on the Good Morning Wake Up Show and a couple of songs. And then we're going to close it out here in about 45 minutes. So we're going to take a break and be right back.
Let's have a little talk at the Good Morning Wake Up Show. You are listening to the Good Morning Wake Up Show.
Welcome back to the Good Morning Wake Up Show. As we all learned when we were young in the Bible, there is an Alpha and an Omega, beginning and end. Well, 4.5 years ago, the Good Morning Wake Up Show started with an idea by the former general rector of the University of Guadalajara and the current rector of the University of Guadalajara, Cucosta, Dr. Marco Antonio Cortez Gradado. It was his idea to have this show to try and reach out to the English-speaking community to get them more involved in the university and also inform them of a lot of things that are going on here in the Bay of Banderas, try and help educate them. We all know that's what universities do, is educate people. And there are so many of us gringos down here that really didn't know anything
how to get a driver's license, your visa, your passport, where to go, what to do. So Dr. Cortez came up with the idea, and we sat and talked about it, and he was very generous in offering me a opportunity to do this show every Saturday. When I decided who my first interview was going to be, of course, it went straight to him. He was the reason for the show, so he was going to be my very first interview, which he was. I also decided he would be the last interview, the final one today. So, first of all, Marco, thank you very, very much for everything, for your idea, your concept, your support over the last 4.5 years. And I appreciate the many times you were on the radio show, and today's going to be the final show, and you're going to be the final interviewee. So thank you very much, and I appreciate everything you've done. What would you like to say?
Well, Michael, I was happy to be your first interview when you start the show, and I'm not happy at all. I'm sorry, indeed, to be the last interview. You have done a great job in your show. You really connect the English speaking community to the University of Guadalajara. We all in this campus are very satisfied with the great job you have done. I think the University of Guadalajara is best known in this community, and thanks to you. You went far beyond the expectations we had. I knew you never did this kind of job, but since the first day, I was very surprised, very well, surprised with your performance. Since the first show, it looks like you that like this was your profession. Really, everybody agreed with me in this point. And I remember especially one talk I had with Tania Morrison, the consul from United States in Guadalajara, when I went with her for a short talk, and I told her about your show. She didn't know. She was surprised, satisfied, and surprised. And after my talk with her, there was waiting this American guy. He's working in some company here in Puerto Vallarta, and he was coming to talk with the consul too. Then the consul told her, I remember very well, told her, did you know there is a show for the American speaking community here in Guadalajara that hosts by Michael Nolan? Oh yes, he already interviewed me. So she was very surprised, you know. Oh really? Oh good. And I laugh because I know you through your show went, if not everybody, the almost everybody has something to say to this community and is part of this community. So I am very sorry you have to leave. I think it will be better if you stay for a long time more. But I want to wish you the best in any place you go. And I am very grateful for the great job you did, Michael, and mainly for your precious friendship. I won a friend. The University of Guadalajara loses a host in this radio show, but I won a friend, and this is for the for the time that rests in my life. So thank you, congratulations, and I hope the best for you in the future.
Well, they're very, very kind words, and I take it to heart. We had a lot of fun over the last 4.5 years. We saw an unbelievable a lot of growth at the University of Guadalajara, Cucosta, with the film festival, the International Film Festival, the unbelievable sculpture festival that you brought to the university, all the social outreach that you did. And it was, you opened a lot of doors, Marco, for me, so it made it really, really easy. And so I want to say thank you very much to you. I tried to do the best I could, and I think we had a lot of fun and a lot of success. And as you know, all things come to an end, and this show's today's the last one. But I don't want to prolong things. I just want to say thank you very, very much to you. I appreciate all your support and everything you did for me, and I look forward to working with you in the future on other future projects. So I just want to say thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity that you gave me. I learned a lot and had a lot of fun.
Well, let me just say to your public that you came here to retire and have fun, and you became working maybe more than when you were working in your company.
That's true.
Well, I want to all you to say thank you for all the, because you were a part of all these activities you just mentioned, and you help us a lot there. You were all, your contribution was also very valuable. I forgot to say that, but I have to thank you also for all this very good job you did in all these activities.
Well, it was a pleasure.
Thank you, Michael.
You're very welcome. It was an honor and a pleasure to work with you. You know, I wasn't an enrolled student here at the university, but I probably learned more than anybody that has graduated from here.
Yeah.
Not with just a bachelor's, but with a master's. I learned a lot about the Spanish culture, about the Spanish people, the Mexican people, the Mexican culture, the Spanish language. About how this town grew and developed and is today. And, you know, I didn't have that opportunity without you, so I want to say thank you, and I appreciate it. I wish you the best. You know, you spent many years, 6 years as a general rector of the entire University of Guadalajara, then 6 years here at Cucosta, and now you've gone on to other research and back to some of your other things that you did before. And I wish you the very best, great success. I know you've written several books, and they will be very beneficial and helpful to everybody. So I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for all the help. And it was a lot of fun, and I know our paths will cross a lot more in the future. So thank you again, Marco, for the opportunity, and that's all I can say is thank you.
Thank you, Michael.
Okay.
We have to have a drink or something.
Now let's go have lunch.
Thank you, Michael.
Okay, we're going to close out the Good Morning Wake-Up Show. I just want to say thank you very much once again to Dr. Marco Antonio Cortez Gradado for all of his support and everything he did over the last 4.5 years. We'll be right back.
Well, that was a great interview. Thank you very much, Dr. Cortez. There's so many people that I haven't gotten to mention today. It's unbelievable. Lisa Shalla with the Punta Namita Foundation, very, very helpful. I want to say thank you very much to Melissa with Cortisone de las Niñas, Adriana Garcia with the Bibliotheque Los Mangos, Marseille at the Tribune. The Villarta Tribune was very kind to let me write each week about what was going on here at the Bay of Banderas. I mean, at the University of Guadalajara within the Bay of Banderas. Punta de Luna, great, great facility, and that's exactly where the chili cook-off is going to be. Trio's Restaurant, Bernard Galt was always so helpful and kind, helping us out. Jorge Zambrano at Andale's. If you want to go have a great, great time and you're in the old town, go to Trio's for one of the very, very best dinners, the nicest, unique place in this area. And, of course, Andale's is a fabulous, fabulous, fun place to go have the best chili nogados I ever have had. And Jorge Zambrano, thank you very much. Elvira with the dance group here. Of course, Guillermo Lopez Ramirez, notary number 10 up in Nueva Vallarta, been very, very helpful. And the School of Americas, the American School, Amanda Gonzalez and Mark Bullock, they were on the show quite a few times. Just hundreds and hundreds of people. I can't think of everybody, but I want to say thank you very much. All the different restaurants that help support the show, Route 66 Diner and Cupcakes by Tori, thank you very much. Last but not least, my wife, Cecilia.
The end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this. I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few.
104.3 FM University Radio Network has brought you the Good Morning Wake Up Show. Be sure to tune in and listen next Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. Hasta la vista.